Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story which I hope will inspire all of you. It is possibly one of my new favorite books. It is called A Good Day. And it's written by Kevin Henkes. And it's read today by Mommy. And...
just put the brain in already.
What?
Sorry.
Who are you?
Mongolsha, evil sorceress.
You're an evil sorceress?
I try to put the earth crystal out of its duty.
Whoa. Well, I think you can turn yourself around and not be evil if you want.
Okay.
Well, maybe you'll learn something from today's book then. Evil sorceress pig. Are you ready? It was a bad day. Little yellow bird lost his favorite tail feather. Oh, how sad. In the picture we can see it. There it goes, floating away. Little white dog got her leash all tangled up in the fence. Oh, this is incredibly sad. Little orange fox couldn't find his mother. Oh, this is heartbreaking. And little brown squirrel dropped her nut. And it looks like it might have fallen into a pond. So all of these terrible, terrible things are happening, and all of the animals look very upset. Doesn't your heart feel bad for them?
I cause mischief.
You cause mischief? Oh boy. Now let's see. But then, little brown squirrel found the biggest nut ever. And in the picture, look at how...
that did not go as planned.
Look at how happy she is, cuddling with a giant nut. That nut is almost as big as her head. Little orange fox turned around, and there was his mother.
Still not going as planned.
You know, I've felt lost before. When I was a child, I remember one time my mother went one way and I went the other, and I couldn't see her. And I was very lost. I was in a grocery store. I was very lost. And I started to think, oh no, something terrible has happened. But my mother was looking for me just as much as I was looking for her. And it ended up okay. And I learned never to walk away from my mommy. Little white dog worked herself free and ran in circles through the dandelions. Oh, this is the best.
This is starting to make me angry.
This is the best ever. And little yellow bird forgot about his feather and flew higher than he ever had before. Now that's pretty impressive. And there's more. A little girl spotted a perfect yellow feather, picked it up, tucked it behind her ear, and ran to her mother, shouting, but wait, before we turn the page to find out what she was shouting, where do you think that yellow feather came from?
The yellow bird.
And would she have found it if the yellow bird hadn't lost it first?
No.
Exactly. So sometimes...
and she's in the same yard that little white dog was...
she is in the same yard with the little white dog. Maybe it's her little white dog. Sometimes really bad things happen. Like for that poor bird to have lost his feather, and he was really sad about it.
I don't really have a pet. My pet's technically the white hog.
But the bird forgot all about the feather in just a moment.
Mama, what a good day, she says.
Because to her, none of those other things went wrong, right? She just got a beautiful feather to put behind her ear. And it is her dog, isn't it? Maybe she'll go and take that dog for a walk. And then the dog will think, this is the best day I've ever had. And forget all about having been tangled up. And maybe she'll see the fox and the fox's baby, and we'll take a picture of them and remember how cute they were together. Or maybe she'll take some extra sunflower seeds or something like that out and leave them for the squirrel, or the bird. What do you think? There's lots of ways that you can...
And pick up the squirrel's nut.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just my choice.
Yeah.
I would not choose that for you.
No, because you're a evil magician, wizard, sorceress. But here's the beautiful thing. We can be on the lookout for ways to help improve other people's lives. We can be on the lookout for finding stuff to do to help others feel special and loved and good. And that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
When I have a world that I could take over.
I can feel that you probably are more interested in taking over the world, huh? Well, friends, I tried. But maybe I'll have to keep working on him. Her. It. I'll have to keep working on this bad guy. And that is...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.